Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Through a base hit, Correa was drawn in, couldn't get there. A sizzler to the opposite field from Jackson Holliday's fourth hit, his third ribby of the series. Dylan Beaver scores his first major league run, and it's the Orioles' second today.
Highlight courtesy of Mass and Kevin Brown on the call. And Jackson Holliday just turned 22 2 weeks ago. Last year, batted 242, 17 homers, 55 RBI. He's basically a second baseman, yep. Never going to be the shortstop that we thought he'd be when he was drafted. But had a much better year in year two than year one. With that in mind and the age, is Jackson Holliday, should he be untouchable in trade conversations?
I don't think so. I don't know that many people in this organization should be untouchable. I don't think you could really dream on a shortstop. And even if they don't keep Gunnar Henderson. And by the way, I just this Pete Alonso thing, the people trying to connect that to, like, now they're going to keep their young players. Gunnar Henderson's going to get $600 million. It ain't even the same stratosphere as Alonso. Like, it's not even, like, Boris is going to be looking to set records with Gunnar Henderson. And even if you don't think he's going to stay, and I don't, this kid's not going to move over to short and be able to do the job on a quasi-regular basis. I wouldn't trade him. I would have traded him for Scooble. I would have done it when I was talking about it years ago. For 1 year of Scooble, who they're also wouldn't extend. He's hitting the open market. I mean, would I absolutely not do it? I don't know. I wouldn't be excited about it.
You trade him for 1 year of Scooble?
No. I'm saying I wouldn't. I mean, like, I'm not saying I'm categorically against it, but
I don't know if I'd do that.
I wouldn't espouse it. I wouldn't love it. But for a controllable arm, the right one, I would entertain it. I'm not sure that draft class is going to prove to be all that, and I'm not sure he's going to prove to be what they sort of build him as and what the industry build him as. And I'll be really interested to see the arc of his career and whether this manager is going to just, you know, make him the leadoff hitter no matter what, and whether they're going to be a little bit more real about things now. And they're starting to act like a team that actually wants to win.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that's the case, then you would think that would carry over into lineup decisions and pinch hitting decisions and what do we do against lefty decisions. And if they do that, you could say that's going to start. And if you're always worried about future value as well, and now they've got these dual paths where they're actually acting like a major league front office in terms of the trying to win now stuff, but you know they're always going to mind the long term. Well, if this team does get better and his role changes drastically from last year and his production doesn't soar, now you're starting to – that asset's starting to become maybe a little bit devalued in the marketplace. So I bring that up to say, would I be surprised, quite surprised, if they traded him this offseason? I would. Would I be surprised if he's not here in 2027? I don't know that I would be.
Well, I would be very, very, very surprised if he's moved this offseason. And that's not me saying that he's untouchable. I think you're always going to have a conversation about what's the player that we're trying to acquire, what's the full package along with Jackson, is it just one for one? But Jackson took a big jump from year one to year two, where he was just completely overmatched his first year, where now you saw the strikeout percentage go down, the walk rate go up, and both of those pretty much around league average. Heck, if we would have been told prior to the year that Jackson Holliday would be tied for most home runs on the team, I think we all would have said, what are you talking about? But that ended up happening, only 17 home runs. But the areas of the game that need to improve, he's still a work in progress defensively. You know, the range, and we know the arm is never going to be that good. And also, he's got to be able to steal bases. He's got to figure out how to run the bases. Getting caught stealing 11 times last year with 17 stolen bases, that has to be better in 2026.
But do you think he's untouchable?
No, that's what I said. I don't think he's untouchable. I would entertain conversations. I think it just depends on what the player is, what the package is, all of that. I'm not actively shopping him. Mm-hmm. He's 22 years old.
Yep. And he just turned 22.
If he takes the jump that he took from year one to year two into year three, like you're looking at a pretty good season from this kid in 26.
And I also think there's going to be less pressure on, like, the addition of Pete Alonso, like, Jackson Holliday should be at the bottom third of the lineup.
Yes.
And he should be batting ninth.
Yeah, you brought that up, Jay. Like, Mansellino's gone. And Mansellino's the guy saying, oh, that's your leadoff guy the next five. Like, I can't imagine Albernaz is married to that idea.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He didn't say it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I mean, it's really going to still come down
sure,
to what,
you're right.
Yeah.
What
you're right.
Whatever his title is now is married to. Yeah.
You're right.
But the reality is, if as you put it, Jason, if we're acting like a major league franchise and it's about winning baseball games, Jackson Holliday should be at best batting seventh and likely batting ninth to start this season.
Like, I think ninth, if you want him to get on base more and you want to tap into running and being a smarter base runner, then I would batting him ninth with the way this lineup stacked. That would just make all the sense in the world to me.
I completely agree.
Yeah, as far as untouchable, like he'd have to, it would, and I can't think of who that perfect guy is, but it's a pitcher that's controllable. Like I'm not trading him for 1 year of anybody.
No, I'm not either.
Especially like with the reality of pitching and injuries and all that stuff, I'm not trading him for 1 year of anybody, but a controllable pitcher, that's something I'm willing to listen about. But again, he just turned 22 years old, and I do think he's still got room to grow. And I also think that somebody better be on him about his base running. Like, Jason, you brought it up. He better be a better base runner than he was a year ago. And if he is...
It'd be hard for him not to be.
Yeah, and if he is, that's
right
a
now,
weapon.
He doesn't know how to slide.
No, and he doesn't know how to read pitchers. He doesn't know how to lead. There was a lot of things he didn't know how to do last year.
Well, you have to learn on the job sometimes, especially the way player development's gone with this organization. But yeah, I think he's someone who should benefit from the length and breadth of this lineup now. And he's another one of those guys who should really be able to exhale. And if you want to truly do the right thing by him again, yeah, bat him ninth.
Orioles have not made a move since Pete Alonso, and moves are being made. The starting pitching market has not moved at all, but the relievers are starting to come off the board. We'll see if they make a move while we're on air. We will let you know immediately, but winter meeting's gone, but the moves still keep happening, and we expect trades to be happening in Major League Baseball in the coming days as well. Coming up next, though, we get back to football, league at large, and we'll hear from head coach of the New England Patriots, Mike Vrabel, as we start previewing Ravens-Patriots in earnest next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.